Hello.
I hear you.
Hello.
Who hears me?
Jeremy
I hear
does.
you.
I hear a female voice.
See, there are girls.
It's me,
Oh, hi, Becky. What a pleasant surprise. This is awesome. Is Rika here?
Yeah.
Is Jeremy here?
Jerry's here.
Is Becky here?
I
Are we recording?
Yes.
am here.
Well, I'm here, and I'm Matt Arnold, and, so there now I'm the only person who has a last name, apparently, among us.
The way it should be.
Oh, Rich, can you use music? If I send you some music, can you, like, add that to the recording?
I'd have to invent the technology in Ruby and true Linux spirit, right?
Well, this will make a recorded sound file, I hope, right?
Absolutely. It's not a problem.
Just pop it in your Audacity. All right, excellent. I'll email it to you. So, let's see. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Those are all days.
That's less, really, if you're counting parts of the days, it's less than 4 days, depending on what kind. If you're counting in
Yes.
less than 4 24-hour full periods. It's
He's got a problem, isn't
good.
He?
Who's fiddling that? You got a soundboard? How do you do that?
Shut up, you weep. I don't think we should have Matt anymore. I think we should just have a soundboard.
That's
I'll tell you
fantastic.
what, you. I've got loads of them.
Is that General Bacon?
Do you want to kiss my ass?
Sounds a lot like you. Could be red dwarf, though.
Well,
Do you want to kiss my ass?
can you hear this music?
Not
Apparently you can't.
not even a little bit.
Okay, well. Okay, what to talk about for PangoCon? Some really big news, because there's going to be so many things for people to pick up at the front registration desk when they arrive on Friday. It's going to be registration is going to be piled, heaping, just stuff falling off the edges of the table, like all the stuff piled under a Christmas tree. With all the stuff that when you go to registration, you can receive from them. And I don't want anybody to miss any of it because bunches of it are important, and other bits of it are just kind of neat and cool. Like there will be Google Swag. We're still not entirely sure what the Google Swag will be, but be sure to pick that up. And there will be two program books this year. Count them, two. One is the Season New book, which is like a getting started guide, and the other is a schedule book. Okay? So, don't just pick up one. Pick up both. So, you've got all the stuff that comes before the schedule, like guest of honor bios, and the restaurant guide, and even a new short story by Rin Vinji, published in our souvenir book. But read it at the convention. Don't wait till you get home to read it, and then it's all kind of important information that it has for you.
Hey, Matt, you're cutting out sometimes. Sounds like your mouth's too close to the mic or something.
Oh, okay, how's this? Is that better?
It just sounds like you're peeking out every once in a while, or you're moving around and then smoothing the mic around.
No. All right, I'll sit down. I'll stop pacing. I'm picking this as my only time of the week to stop pacing. So, other stuff
Fair
to
enough.
pick up. A survey. Pick up a survey at registration, which has been created by Karen Malachowski, the wife of one of our board of directors members, who came to the board meeting and said, "Hey, I've got this great experiment, this research that I'd like to do about science fiction and fantasy over the years." So for each year going forward, to just survey all of the PangoCon attendees about what they think are the most essential science fiction and what are the most essential fantasy writings and movies. And so pick up one of those, fill it out, drop it off, it'll have instructions on when you're at PangoCon, participate in that, and there's going to be a panel about the science fiction side and a panel about the fantasy side for that project going on this weekend. And then that's going to happen every year for the next 3 or 4 years, and then the research project will be done. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, awesome. I like that. I like anywhere where we can get some actual useful information out.
Yeah, the board said this is totally within our purview. I mean, this is an educational and fun group. Like the bylaws say right in there when we pay, you know, any attention to the fact that we have bylaws, that this is for fun and education. What else to pick up at the front? Oh, yeah, pick up your badge. Wear that. Wear that on your person. Excuse me, what I went through.
If they're going to MPCon, they need to pick up their wristband.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And that goes on your wrist.
You can pretty much wear it wherever you want, as long as you're willing to show that body part to the guys checking you in.
Yeah.
Now, Jerry, would you be willing to take pictures of places you can wear a said wristband?
We'll be posting labeled pictures on me of where you can wear that wristband. Some of the places I'll have to double or triple it up in order to get it small enough to fit. By that I mean fingers and toes.
Oh, of course.
Clearly.
So there's going to be different lines. There's going to be the line for people who have pre-registered, and there's going to be the line for at-the-door registrations. And that's going to be in the front lobby.
Now, when you walk in, if you look immediately to your left, you should see pre-reg right next to hotel registration.
What do you mean to the right?
What's that?
Oh, no, you're right. No,
it's the left.
I was like, directions.
And then a little bit further forward to your left, over next to where the computer lounge is going to be, you'll see regular reg, non-pre-reg, and that's where you're going to go if you haven't already pre-reg. And I think there's going to be signs of some sort.
There will be a lot of signs. We're going to have more signs this year than we ever have had before. It's unbelievable. In fact, let me tell you the worst of the things. The amount of signs is unbelievable that Audrey Geiger is putting together as our signage person. And Chuck Child has been doing a bunch of help with her as well. So they've got maps of the hotel put up all over the hotel with a "You Are Here." Like, every other room is going to have one of those things in front of it. And there's going to be a closed-circuit TV directory, thanks to Bo Hansen, who is the LiveJournal user Hobo Slobo, if you know him. And he comes in to PangoCon from Great Britain, and has written a Ruby script that creates a directory out of our online schedule database to put on the closed-circuit TV. The hotel map is in the background. And so you've got this scrolling through the directory, and every time it shows a different room that something is in, it'll blink a dot on that room on the map, on the screen, in the hotel room, on the TV.
And anywhere in the hallways where there happens to be a TV as well.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Hey, you know what I was thinking about doing with that? You know, since we can log into the computer that's sending out the video image, and, you know, we can do it remotely, we can maybe, you know, sit there and type whatever we want on the screen and have a lot of fun with some people.
Messages.
My television's talking to me again.
I think we're going to have an unusually large amount of presence by GLaDOS from the computer game portal this year. I mean, she's going to be speaking to people through the television sets, and she's going to be at opening ceremonies. I don't know if you know.
I think as far as the television sets go as well, we're going to be broadcasting some of the stuff that goes on in Ballroom A over the television sets. We've got it wired back so we can do that.
Yeah, we're working on getting that set up right now. Not fully worked out, but hope to have it all good to go.
We definitely have it wired back. The question is just whether or not we have cameras to run on it. I think we do. I think we have one camera.
Hey, you know what? Anybody who's listening to this,
bring your camera. Bring your video camera.
Yeah, for the love of God, bring your video camera.
For the love of G-H-A-D-A-W-D, the Garfunkel.
For the love of the flying spaghetti monster.
Yeah, yes. That's what you're going to say.
It's a great and powerful love of his newly appendage. So, but yeah, we'll bring your still camera, but also bring your video camera and just videotape it. And then show it to us and say, hey, I got this video. You want to put it up on YouTube? No.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, somebody last year took a ton of really awesome video and threw it up there for us, and it's been getting a lot of hits all year, so...
Right, and of course, we respect our presenters' wishes if they don't want to be on that, but, you know...
Yeah, they were just simply...
Yeah, no, we don't think... if it gets up on YouTube, and somebody's like, you know what, change my mind... Then you know what, we'll take it down, because we're all friends here. But, worst case scenario, at least the record will exist somewhere about all the cool stuff that happened. So that's going to be awesome. What is that sound that Skype just made?
I invited Rebecca into the chat.
You're
ignoring me when I say, your mic's cutting out, fix it.
Hey, there's this chat here, and you're talking to me on it while I'm a totally different computer doing things on it.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry, I was looking at stuff. I'm listening to you guys, I was looking at
stuff.
Oh, I see. On the internet.
I see, I got that done.
Putting our flyer on the back of the t-shirt. I don't know if you saw the blog today. An awesome t-shirt art by Aaron Diaz of Chosen Code.
Yeah, I saw that. That's cute.
And now I'm doing putting a flyer on the back of the t-shirt. So, new stuff is happening. Barely made a the program book and has not gotten a lot of attention, and I think should. One of those things is we're finally going to have a mid-core ladder at PangoCon this year. Which, if you look into all the various different mid-core, it's really cool. They'll rap about the guys like MC++ and MC Hawking and all those guys like that in front a lot. But the one he's got is called Dual Core. And he's going to do a Friday night set of rap about nerdery and geekery and computers and science fiction and everything that is near and dear to everyone at PangoCon. I had heard him at Monticon and at Ohio Links Fest, and he was good.
I'm trying to think if he was at the Penny Arcade Expo or not, because they can make a big deal about having the nerdcore rappers there too.
I'm pretty sure Frontalot was there.
Yeah.
Frontalot was definitely there.
What about futuristic sex robots?
You know, somebody actually talked about inviting them, but the problem is...
Oh wait, that's a band?
Oh yeah.
I thought we were asking, like, for a completely different reason. I was like, I'm totally into that.
The guy from that sets up these kind of mannequin-like robots, and they kind of flop around and bang on drums and stuff. It's more performance art than music. But, anyway. So I'm really, really excited because it's going to be an incredible PangoCon. It's going to be the best ever. It's going to be the biggest ever, isn't it?
It's looking that way. It's looking like it's going to be far and away the largest. If things continue the way that they've been going.
Well, Joe's going to be there, so of course it's going to be large.
It will be large.
We've had more pre-registrations than we've ever had before. I mean, I don't want to speak too soon, but if this is a 1,000-person con, I think this could finally welcome that.
I mean, the hotel alone, I mean, we sold out of our hotel nearly a month and change earlier than we have ever before. We sold almost entirely out of not one, but two overflows so far. We've sold an enormous amount of hotel rooms, so.
Is there still room at the Marriott?
The Marriott still has room.
That is a nice hotel, too.
Yeah, that is a really nice hotel. I strongly suggest to anybody that is in search of a room to look at the Marriott. I'm still in the process of trying to work out an affordable way to get shuttle bus service to and from. It's entirely plausible that we might go rent a van for the weekend and just do it that way. That might be the most affordable way to do it.
Interesting.
But we're working out a way to get shuttle service to and from. But even if we can, you're not going to have any trouble getting, you know, getting to and from. And frankly, if you think you're going to have an issue getting there, talk to Ops. Ops will get in contact with me. We'll find somebody that can transport you back to the Marriott.
Oh, another thing to tell people is be sure to bring your swim trunks. Because a lot of the time, I know I forget whenever I go to a con, most of the time I forget. And this time we're going to have a splash dance, which is actually going to be a dance on Friday night that will take place in the pool. In and around the vicinity of the pool. So, because I'm not sure how much dancing you can actually do underwater, but well, I don't know, maybe you can, but also around on the floor.
Judging from my grandmother's synchronized swimming class, you can do an extraordinary amount of dancing in the pool. None of it's on the track.
That actually has promise. That sounds actually fairly interesting. I haven't really
my grandmother that. Synchronized swimming?
No.
It's not nearly as hot as it sounds, I tell
you. Dancing in the pool, because you know, usually, dancing and pool are two things that are very sexy.
So, Jay, will you be wearing your Speedo to monologue?
I've decided that I'm going to go au naturel, so be prepared, folks. Be prepared.
Liquid nitrogen.
To bring a magnifying glass?
Hey, it's going to be shrinkage. The pool's cold. Liquid nitrogen.
Joe, do you know who this is?
Who is this?
It's the one and only Ken Konyshevsky.
Whoa, oh, that's okay. There's like 500 different email addresses. All right.
Yeah, I have like four.
I was just complaining about this. I was fixing my address book.
I used one because I'm always bored at work. Leave me alone.
Ken, I have to say, I'm so pleased to finally know the pronunciation of your brother's last name.
Konyshevsky?
It's not that hard. Yeah, it is.
I'm still going to screw it up.
Ken Konyshevsky.
Konyshevsky.
I've known you for months. But I'm welcome.
Thank you.
So that's another thing we can bring up real quick. I'm really excited that we're going to have the MPCon guys out there doing their thing for us. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Con?
Actually, let me give you a call back. That's my boss calling me.
Oh, he bails on us.
Oh, just at the moment. Oh,
that was a brilliant cliffhanger. Like, who's more excited than us right now about what he might...
That was pods. You know what that was, Jer? That was Podcastus Interruptus.
That never happened.
That was right there. So I want, you know, I'm almost completely sure there are still MPCon wristbands for at the door purchase at this point. We kind of set the cap a little bit low, and then we're going to set it up and look at it and say, maybe we can fit some more people in here.
Yeah, we purposely shot a little bit low. It remains to be seen if that was as low as needs to be done, or if next time we need to kick it up a notch.
Yeah, we'll see. But I would encourage anybody who's like, I really would like to go to that MPCon, Ryan, or PenguCon, but pre-registration is closed. I think you can get in.
Yeah, we do. Definitely. There are some spots.
Are there?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple slots left open.
Okay. Cool.
Now, I think they're going to go fairly quickly when people start showing up, but now, if you're going to show up early, bring an extra $10, get in on the land.
Sweet.
So what else do we have going on out there?
The Let's see. I think that's going to be a pirate ship. I'm not sure. That's another one of those things that... There's another one of those things that people keep talking about and saying, hey, this person's going to bring... And then, I just say, if they do it, that's fantastic. And if they don't, my attention is elsewhere. But I would love to see the people from SCA bring out that pirate ship and just set it up in front of the... basically out in front of where the Tesla coils are going to be giving their concerts. What backdrop is that?
By the way, I'm back. For what I'm only Ken Karaszewski Jr.
Oh, okay. Oh, now that's two of us who have last names in this podcast episode, by the way.
Oh. that makes us more important than everybody else.
See, I don't know. None of them just blurt out. They can just say it, but they don't.
Shy. Well, mine is actually a secret.
You know, Jammer, he's so shy.
I truly am. I shy and reserved.
So imagine this. This PandaCon is going to be like an episode of the XKCB webcomic. Do you realize that? Because there's going to be, inside, two running parties. That is, the Pirate Party and... the Norton's Lost Lost Ark Crystal Skull Party, where they will be carrying around an ark that I watched them make on Saturday night with ornaments. And there will be Cthulhu will be present. Beastie, the BSD operating system, mascot, will be there, riding in person, with Tux, the penguin. What else do we have? We have Vernon and Junior Ackerman, both of whom could easily be in an XKCD webcomic. It's as if, I'm just imagining this, we should, videotape all of them and just walk around the convention and say, hey, here we are at XKCD live, and in person, just visualize everything here as a stick figure. here's what you have,
yeah, I would prefer that everyone picture me as a stick figure if you could possibly do that.
Liquid nitrogen, tangled coils, a giant sculpture that looks like a cross between a Death Star and a Borg cube. I mean, for crying out loud. Unbelievable.
I don't want to hijack your cast, Matt, but this is, I was going to point out, this is Starfleet's first year having a room party at PandaCon.
Did you say Starfleet or Barfleet?
Starfleet. we're Starfleet International Theme Association, if you want to put it that way.
I'm so glad. I was sorry that the 501st Stormtroopers had to unfortunately cancel last week. But we'll be back for 2009, and at least this year, at least we got Starfleet. So that's awesome. Welcome. I hope you guys will make that an annual thing.
Now, what does Starfleet have in store for us this weekend? Can we look forward to anything special there?
We have a room party on Saturday night. We're kind of known around Starfleet as the Banana Republic. At least our region, Region 13, is. We broke off for one of the larger regions back in, 97, I think. And they, banana, they covered the regional coordinator at the time, his door, with bananas. And it's just been one of those things that we do all the time. We cover the people's doors with bananas, and so that's going to be kind of our theme, kind of bananas and south of the border, because, we're the Banana Republic. That sounds silly.
That's fun.
That's cool. You know what you should do next year, though? I don't mind saying this just because I have to take this opportunity to say this. I haven't been publicizing this up till now, but we're doing Romulus. What the heck that means? Starfleet.
Yeah, so actually, because I know somebody that I can borrow a Romulan uniform from, and I can be Commander Sela. So I look like Commander Sela to begin with, so...
Thank you. If next year we don't have any Romulans show up at PandaCon in Romulus, Michigan, then I will be sad. No, I won't be sad. I will be too happy to be sad, but I will be less obedient, slightly, than I otherwise would. So just cap that obedience with that extra, you know, Romulan.
Actually, we know a few people who used to belong to the Klingons of Praxis that could help us out with makeup and stuff, so...
Okay, if I can give everyone out there listening a suggestion, if you don't know who this Commander Seelove person is, don't go to Google and do an image search on Seelove. It's not helpful at all, and it's a little bizarre, actually. Yeah.
No, it's... I think it's C-E-L-A.
C-E-L-A. Oh, yeah, it's totally different than what I got. I didn't even know you knew that.
You do remember who she is, don't you?
Not at all, but...
She's Tasha Yar's daughter. They had one of those time travel episodes that we always go, oh. But somehow she went back in time to when the Enterprise C was destroyed, and she got captured by the Romulans, and she had a kid.
I don't remember any female Romulans. That's... Take away my membership card and just tear it up now. I used to watch Star Trek in the 90s so obsessively, and this is Next Generation. I was like, right in smack dab in the middle of the time. How can I not remember this?
Oh, she is. Well, maybe I shouldn't say what happened to her. Actually, she died. She was put out of her misery in Generation, so... she was somewhat of an evil Romulan.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, but Luke Skywalker came in just out of the blue and said, hey, what's up, and just destroyed her. But that's what I heard. I'm not a big Star Trek.
A party. Actually, we're going through now. Where we stuffed all these capsules with a capsule vending machine. Who is that? Who's like
molesting their microphone? Who's molesting their microphone there?
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh no, it's kind of hot. I was just curious who I should be whose name I should be calling out.
So this capsule toy vending machine is going to dispense Destiny all weekend. So you'll buy, it's just like the kind that you'll see in the grocery store, except what you get from it with your quarter is you'll open up the capsule, and there will be some random little prize, and there will be a six-sided dice die in there. And there will be an instruction sheet for a game. There will be a badge ribbon, which declares you to be a player of this. Morton's Marvelous Random Reality game. And there will be some embossed tickets that are of different kinds of symbols that you can mix and match and trade with other people when you see that they have that badge ribbon. Walk up to them and try to trade so that people can try to accumulate as much as they can of a particular color of ticket. And then you also do these crazy weird things like try to find the person who was born on a certain day of the month, or try to find the person with a certain color of hair in the convention, or try to find this, that, or the other, and interact with people in all kinds of ways. I love the rules. It's a really interesting little viral game that they've got going on to keep people very active and entertaining. And then that's why they've got that's why those guys have also got that Lost Ark, because they'll be carrying around as a room party, and there's prizes inside the Lost Ark for people who collect the most tickets of a single color.
Well, that's pretty sweet. Now, can we just hijack the Lost Ark and make that part of the game?
Well, there are ninjas.
But we have pirates.
In the world, we have pirates. It's true. See, the Mortonless Ninjas are respectful of the pirates in the pirate party. And the pirates...
Well, it would be foolish for them not to be respectful of their pirate overlords.
Right. Well, I don't know about that. But the pirates are taking a very relaxed, lackadaisical attitude about the whole pirate ninja thing and about the whole overlord thing if it exists. I've talked to them, believe me. So, yeah, the pirates are very relaxed about the whole pirate versus ninja thing. But the Mortonless Ninjas actually won an event out of state. It's called the Pirate Ninja Peace Summit. I'm not making this up.
The Pirate Ninja Peace Summit, I love it.
Yeah.
I want to start sow the seeds of deception in there.
Well, you can start in any room in Pimblicon. Because of the fact that if you go into any room at Pimblicon, there will be three angels in there. They will be hiding.
You won't be able to see them.
You will see them, but they'll be there. So just go in there and explain to them your plans for seeds of dissension. And we will carry that back to the masters.
Now, immediately before Morton says, we were discussing some of the MPCon stuff now that Ken was back.
Oh, Ken, are you still there?
I'm here.
Excellent.
Why don't you give us a rundown of what some stuff that we can look forward to there at MPCon's going to be?
Well, for those ladies and gentlemen who are coming to the LAN party, it's just going to be a basic 2-bits LAN party. No real major tournaments, there's not going to be professional teams there. All games that we're hosting will be based off of a Linux-based server, so all games will have a Linux-based server. So we're attempting to conform there, I guess you could say. We will be playing games such as Trackmania Nations, Audio Surf, Plasma Pong, there's Warsaw, and then we have a game which is almost like a MPCon stable called Quake 3 Gridiron. And I know Joe is one to know of Quake 3 Gridiron, which basically holds our entire Saturday night where we scream across the room and play football with the Quake engine. So it's a lot of fun, pretty much video games throughout the entire time. You're free to come and go as you please to enjoy other portions of the con. But if you're there, you know, just make sure you don't watch certain videos and stuff like that, as we have to make such announcements at formal lands. It's just so, you know, random people do not come in. But Joel, your buddy, the annoying kid, will be showing up. Actually, no, I was just joking. But if he was coming, I'd make sure that he just sticks with you the entire line.
He can be my assistant as the hotel liaison. Well, I'll take him under my wing.
Hotel 06, the hotel liaison. We can almost make that into like a web comic the entire weekend of Hotel 06.
For those of you that haven't met Hellfighter 06, consider yourself lucky that, to the best of my knowledge, he's not going to be there. Is he going to be there?
I don't think so. I don't think... well, then again, I think this kid is, like, has major ADD, and I think his parents consider MPCon to be just, like, a weekend babysitter for only $25. So, we have to deal with him, and it's okay when he's quiet, but other than that... I mean, it doesn't take away from the great experience. MPCon has been a stable for a while. We've had 20 lands so far. This next one will be our 21st. So even if you don't get a chance to sign up for the land and you want to just stop in, I know Myth Logic and Arbor will be bringing some extra like massive gaming computers if you want to check and see what good graphics look like as opposed to what you see on those Xbox and PlayStation 3s. If you want to see some really good graphics, stop by. You can just hop on one of their computers. I think it's only like maybe a dollar or two or just a couple bucks just to jump on for a little bit, play. If not, if you're already part of the LAN, you can just hop on and play yourself the LAN. It's only $10 extra. So just bring your own computer. We do not allow file sharing, but we do not police it, if you understand what I'm saying. So if you want to upgrade your amounts of anime and Star Trek season series, feel free to come to the LAN.
At a science fiction convention? You're crazy.
Seriously? Seriously. This is serious business. So serious that I don't even pronounce the vowels. It's SRSSBSMSS. Serious business.
Seriously.
That is awesome.
Well, and I can say as a non-gamer, I don't game. In between MPCons, I pretty much, aside from this Audio Surf that's stolen my life, but I pretty much never fire up a game in between MPCons, and I have an absolute ball at every MPCon, because sitting in a room full of people shouting at you because you suck is a lot more fun than it sounds, actually.
And Joe's really used to people screaming that he sucks. Joe, how have you fared in all of the Trackmania Nation tournaments?
Okay, you know what? 3 MPCons ago, I made it to the second round. It's been a long time since I've made it to the second round since then. And I think in the last MPCon, out of 32 people, I took 30th place, I believe, in the first round.
Did you wind up finishing the map?
I did not, in fact, even finish the map, no. No. And it was the easiest map I've seen in quite some time. I couldn't quite get to the finish line at all.
Joy. But if you haven't been to an MPCon, I do suggest checking it out. We are in the midst of updating our next one, which will be our 22nd one. Our last one, which if nobody had heard about it, it's Gamers for Giving. We kind of did a joint effort with them where we raised over $4,000 for the Washtenaw Autism Society. So if you want to go to gamersoutreach.org and check that out. It's great. They got like a preview DVD of what happened as well as some information on it. If you do listen to Pwn Radio, Zach Wagler was on there last night over on 97.1 FM, The Ticket, presenting the check actually to the Washington Autism Society. So, I mean, MPCon's here to stay. We try to do a lot for the community. This next one, we're hoping to get upwards of 300 people. So if you like gaming and you want to check it out, just come. This is going to be a mini one. But trust me, you haven't seen anything until you host a major one yet.
And as far as audio surf goes, I demand that we get to see the DJ Kyoki Speed Racer porn mix as one of the songs.
I was thinking of doing like Nick Astley.
I would love that. I love that song.
You've been way too old. Did you see that? Who here saw that that image that John put up? Matt Rold. That I am never going to give you up.
That was fantastic, and you'll be lucky if that isn't a shirt by the time next MangoCon rolls around.
Yes, I'm going to be by the time this MangoCon shows up.
Oh, that's the next one, though.
Oh, way to catch yourself.
Notice if you're
semantic. See how I pulled that out?
See how you did that? I see what you did there.
See what I did there? For those that care, phecda.livejournal.com/176419.html.
I never laughed so hard. And it's a little bit of an inside joke, but it's funny even if you don't know. And it's so true.
But, now, did I hear a Niner in there? Are you calling from the walkie-talkie?
There was, in fact, a Niner. I'm making sure that nobody messes that up with a word that sounds like nine. Zion.
I don't know if I want to click this, because it says adult content notice.
Oh,
I got a login? Crap. I don't even remember my login for LiveJournal.
Oh, 4 years. Okay, so anybody listening who has a LiveJournal account, we're going to have a LiveJournal meet and greet, I want to say it's at 5 on Friday at MangoCon. Everybody exchanging. I think somebody's going to bring badge ribbons where you can write your RJs on the badge ribbon and paste it.
You are correct on all counts. 5 p.m. and there will be ribbons.
Awesome. I want one. I am MEPT_METTARN.
Speaking of
that, you guys are seriously going to make me create an account. I don't like this.
You totally are going to make you.
Speaking of that journal, how can people kind of keep up with what's going on at the con without like having to walk around and run around and find out what's going on? Like a cool session or somebody's just going off to some huge rant. They want to check it out. Will people be posting a live journal? Is that going to be
I'm sure they will. Is that
a good way to get the word out of, you know, something cool that's going on that you don't want to miss?
I think that would be great. We've got a homepage blog for this. It's an open access community, live journal community. The PangoCon, it's just the name of it. It's just PangoCon. Post to it during the weekend. It's like the ferret. Where's that t-shirt to PangoCon that reads, "I'm blogging this"?
We could have a Find the Ferret contest.
I'm planning on having a Find the Ferret contest in my room.
That's wrong.
Remind me to. I saw.
I need to sign up.
You're in there, big guy. You're in there.
As long as there will be a keg of dragon meat, I will be there. Wait a minute. Now I'm not authorized to view this protected entry? What is this garbage?
What?
What?
There's nothing to do.
That can't be right.
I just realized
that's locked.
And
it is unlocked.
Oh, it's my money? Okay. I'm going to push the pictures to my blog then.
Okay. Okay, you better. Then be fighting words.
Okay, so everyone ignore that lengthy address that I gave you because it's worthless.
Well, way to fail there, Jerry.
Yeah, that was epic degrees of failure.
You have come to the level of annoying kid.
Jerry's annoying kid.
Your shipment of payoff has arrived.
Could you please sign for it?
Could you sign for the shipment to fail? There's nothing like dead air.
Hey everyone, since
I'm uploading photos.
Since we're podcasting and I'm a podcaster, painbank.com, one thing, I'm a part of the panel that's talking about podcasting, and I just wanna point out to, I know we've got a lot of sci-fi and writer types that are going to be at the conference. One of the people there is Chris Miller of PodioBooks.com. Now, if nobody's ever heard of PodioBooks, it's pretty phenomenal service. You go there, you sign up, and you click on a book that you want to listen to. And you set how often you're going to get sent an audio recording of each chapter of the book. And it starts from, like, chapter one until however many chapters. And, like, say you set it to 3 days. Every 3 days, you'll get a new chapter in your RSS feed for that book or for your PodioBook account. And, I mean, it's, you know, you listen to the chapter and you get the next one and boom, there you go. So he'll be there as part of the panel. And, you know, I look forward to chatting with him some because I really like their service.
And yeah, do you know what time that panel was, roughly? Or what day?
Yeah, 10 o'clock on Friday.
So look for that on 10 o'clock p.m. on Friday.
Yeah, so. And the other people involved with that are the Time Traveler, which just found a slate. Looks like he's doing sci-fi books. And then also Thomas Command Line Gideon, which has a tech podcast.
Yeah, called the Command Line Podcast. I love that. I listen to that.
Command Line.
I strongly recommend the Command Line Podcast. Not only did he blog about tech, but he blogs about, or he podcasts not only about tech, but also really inserts into there all kinds of geek interests about board games and science fiction and other things. When he found out about PenguinCon, just said this is the ultimate convention for him. This is a very high quality podcast.
And I believe he won, like, an award for his podcast in 2007, too. TheCommandLine.com, I believe, is what it's called.
Yeah.
Now everybody's hyping. Go!
Yes, and I was doing that real quick.
And the Time Traveler, also, going back to the Time Traveler for a moment, is going to be doing a live episode, well, not live, I mean, it'll be recorded, but in front of an audience of his podcast, and he'll be interviewing Werner Vinge, who will then give a reading on the podcast, live, recording.
Who's going to be doing
such
that?
Such a thing as live recording?
Recorded live in front of a studio audience.
Every recording in front of a studio audience.
Here's what, it's the commandline.net, and he won a 2007 Parsec Award for the Best Tech Podcast. So, he'll be there.
Yeah, we have a lot of awesome guests.
You know, we have something like 200 program participants this year. It's unbelievable. It's completely beyond, I mean, we're always a huge convention, but almost 300 events going on.
It's literally three conventions in a room, at least. It's like two conventions that ate several other smaller conventions. And then had babies.
That's dirty.
Yeah. Cannibalism and sex. Conventions eating other conventions and then having babies.
Well, you know what they say? Cannibalism is the only form of helping the overpopulation in the United States. Just be a cannibal. We'll help fight the cause.
And
all opinions expressed in this podcast are not the official opinions of Pentagon Corporate.
Just all opinions are my opinion. That's all you can say. Anything Joe says, it's my opinion.
The way it should be. I like men.
I remember that from like the old 95.5 War of the Battle of the Sexes over at like 8 in the morning when they used to go through and the men won, so they played that theme song. Oh my god, I feel so left out right now.
I'm just gonna laugh and move along nervously.
Did you guys talk about the hotel layout at all? I don't think you did you? Isn't there like rooms on the second, third floor and things, stuff going on?
It's a three floor hotel of the hotel rooms, but all of the function space is on one floor. It's all on one floor. Very well spatial.
Well, that is not entirely true. Both the smoking and the non-smoking con suites are taking place on the second floor. When you get off the elevator and hang a right, the first room on your right is going to be the con suite, where there's going to be free food and drinks, and from 6 to 10, or 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday, free beer. Just Ken's favorite part of this entire con. And all of this will be duplicated, but smokier, in the smoking con suite, which is, you know, what feels like 1,000 miles further down the line, but it's really like, you know, 30 or 40 feet further down on your left. So we have both smoking con suites on the second floor. And if you make your way up to the third floor on either night, pretty much the entire third floor is taken up by room parties.
List here.
I was going to say, does anybody have the list handy?
Yes, I do. Spark. With Dr. Ron Blends. Electronic Deuce. What's that one?
Did you say Spark?
Spark, yeah. Do you
want to
talk about Spark?
Oh, yeah. That's Ann Arbor Spark is an incubator group for startups in Washtenaw County. And so they're going to get an entrepreneurship panel and also have a room party on Saturday night. So they're going to give, in addition to the panel that they're going to give in the ballroom at 1 p.m. about entrepreneurship and how to be an entrepreneur, how to maybe become an entrepreneur, or how to succeed them if you already are one. And they're going to, from what I heard, we're talking about actually having a dancing in their hotel suite and a bar.
Sweet.
Yeah,
they got a bar, a DJ, a full dance. Dr. Ron is their DJ. Apparently there's some kind of interactive thing with that DJ where he actually keeps a camera on the dance floor and then has some effect with it going on the screen behind him, something.
Okay. Right.
Sweet.
And I believe Dr. Ron is involved with the tech hosting for Michigan Tech News or one of the tech podcasts from Michigan. So, just as a heads up for those who haven't heard of him,
that's awesome.
So there's another one, Conclave. What's that one? Conzilla Love Parties.
Yeah, Conclave is a science fiction convention, somewhat smaller, but a lot of fun, which is in October here in Michigan, in Southeast Michigan, and it's got a lot of fandom, and I like to just show up and hang with my friends at that.
Okay.
Extremely relaxed.
Yeah, let's go on Friday and Saturday, and then there's Starfleet Region 13 on Saturday.
Becky, what?
There's another one. Is that yours?
Yeah, that's our party. Yeah, we're, like I said, we're having the banana party. The Banana Republic party.
Okay, then on Friday, you want to talk anything else about that one, or you already did earlier?
We're gonna have a couple blenders there, so we'll have some blender drinks. I've been looking at banana drinks with bananas in them, which is kind of hard because not a lot of people like that, and but it's bananas. You have to have bananas.
I've never been a big fan of eating bananas.
Well, I'm
you're a liar.
I need to go get a box of bananas from Sam's Club. So, yeah, it'll be... I wish we could do banana splits, but I don't know if the... I forgot to ask Rachel if we have fridges in the room, because I don't think the ice cream would last all weekend.
You do know we're making ice cream, right?
Yeah, the liquid nitrogen ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, the best part is I didn't even mean that dirty, but it totally came out wrong. Contact me off the air afterwards, and we can work on getting you a fridge, possibly.
Oh, okay. We don't really need one. I wasn't doing any splits, really. No. It's...
I want you to
hook me up with a keg.
Contact me. We're going to have one. We're stealing it. As soon as the beer flow gets drunk and passes out, it's ours.
Just for me and you. Jared and I are going to be walking around the entire convention with like a dolly and a keg and like have it hooked up like to our mouths, like from like a just like a long tube to our mouths, and we're just drinking the entire night.
A kid's Red Ryder wagon.
Yes.
Radio flyer, you mean?
Yeah, radio flyer. One of us is going to be passed out in it by the end of the night, draped over a keg. Just the way it belongs.
Of course.
Okay, on Friday night there's also another one, Invader Zim. What's that?
They're going to be showing Invader Zim, I think.
Yep, they're going to be showing Invader Zim. They're going to have, apparently they have, Invader Zim's colors are kind of this purple and blue, so they're going to have jello shots, is my understanding.
Isn't it green? Purple and green or something?
Purple and green, I have no idea. I'm not good with colors, so, but they're going to have jello shots in Zim colors, and a bunch of Zim-related trivia games and giveaways and stuff like that, so.
Cool. There'll be a Guitar Hero 2 room on Saturday going. Enough said, right?
Yeah, it's a Guitar
Hero. Yeah. That's going to follow up. What joint did you say it was?
Saturday.
Okay, because that's going to follow an event that they're having about Guitar Hero, which will take place with Random Analytics, KCD, and The Ferret, and people talking about why Guitar Hero has this incredible hold on our hind brain. That makes us. The power of Guitar Hero compels me.
Speaking of alcohol, if we could maybe like do a beer pong tournament.
Beer pong.
Cool. Yeah. I know not what this is.
I don't know if we broke this down to you, Ken. We're a bunch of geeks. There's a hand-eye coordination issue that I think is going to result in significant injury if we try this.
But there will be many different types of geeks. I mean, well, I guess maybe you can consider me more of a nerd than a geek.
If you're a nerd, you can't be one of us. You're not one of our people.
Now we're splitting hairs.
Okay, so
I've posted those pictures now on mac-arnold.livejournal.com.
Warning, Google will crash. Not. Where is that?
It is mac-arnold. Screw it. Just go to nemorathwalt.com. NEMORATHWALT.
Because that is so much easier to spell than Matt Arnold.
Shorter.
Oh my gosh. All I can think of now with that, the Leave Lamely Alone, all I can think of is that South Park episode from Wednesday.
Leave Chris Cracker alone.
Leave Chocolate Rain alone.
Okay, where's the pictures?
So,
Oh, is
it? You gotta click on his blog.
Oh, jeez.
If you went to Nemo Rathwell, you then gotta click onto his blog. Bang.
Okay. Other parties, let's see. We got, we're halfway through them. What'd I do? There it is. 1-2 Loco on Friday night. Local Ubuntu group giving away goodies and hanging out.
Are they still doing that?
They are still doing that, right?
Okay. They were off, now they're back on.
That was like the... Yeah, my idea from the party was, look, you've got the Hardy Heron and the Gutsy Gibbon and the, you know, all these other animals. Every distro, every release of their distro is after an animal. Let's call it... Ubuntu Party Animal.
And they left that out.
I'm trying to be all one here of the night.
Sure to tip
is
the
is it just me, or did UHack not tell Rachel about the room party?
UHack is not coming this year.
They are not coming.
Oh.
I was wondering about that.
Oh,
I guess some members may be coming, but they aren't. They weren't able to pull it all together and throw a room party this year, unfortunately.
Oh.
Which is really disappointing, because they threw probably the best party of last year, bar none, so...
I'm going to be very curious, because the competition is fierce this year. I'm going to be curious to see if somebody tops them. And, you know, that's difficult, because they bought an entire Trojan horse. You know, and who can ever top a Trojan horse, honestly? But
Trojan men! The two partially naked women that were on top of the Trojan horse last year topped the Trojan horse.
That's
thank
true.
God for the Trojan horse.
We have documentation. So what are the room parties?
IGDA Summit. That'll be some of the local independent game or international game developers hanging out, chatting, showing off some of the games they're working on and whatnot.
Hey, and you're involved with that, right, Rich?
Yeah, I'm one of the co-chairs of the local chapter here in Detroit. So,
great, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Our party, so should be cool.
Awesome.
And guess
you know, special lineup for us there.
Well, yeah, there's we're probably gonna have you know a projector and one guy's got an Xbox Live arcade game, snowboard game. He might be showing off. I don't know if the guys from Reactor Zero will be out yet. I haven't got a confirmation from them. They might bring out a game that they worked on for live or the PS3 downloadable games. You know, I don't know if they can show it or not. I have not got Stardock on the hook to come out and hang out yet. Hopefully they'll be out. And then I'll be showing off a game that I'm involved with called Street Smart Detroit, about a serious game about homeless and being homeless. So it should be some games and chat, and we might even be working on, well, if I'm not over getting drunk in some of the other parties or our party, I'll might be working on some games too. So this is very cool. So there's the Ohio Linux Fest party on Friday and Saturday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the list is fantastic.
You mean Mike Matthews is going to be here? I hope he runs that.
Yes, he's the one running it.
Yeah, good to see them again.
So, and their tagline is "Come party like a rock star penguin."
You know, because I had thought that since we went to Ohio Linux Fest, we had a big table, and Tux was there, and we did all kinds of stuff at Ohio Linux Fest. I felt bad that you know we couldn't have a similar show or a similar expo floor for them to be up. But you know what we have? We have a whole floor of room parties, and they join that because that's what we do. We have a whole floor of room parties, and instead of just getting a booth and sitting there and having people walk up and shake their hand and give them a business card, they throw a kick-ass room party. So, I'm very satisfied and pleased now.
Far cooler that way, far cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we're kind of new to the room party thing in Region 13. I mean, I've been going to con since 2004, but our regional coordinator, Dave Blazer, he was going to be coming, he's not coming now, was on the ComCon panel for Polaris, which used to be Toronto Truck. They always stop to do a table, and that's all they know. They have no idea what goes on at a room party. So,
of course, we'll have to have that party get raided by the wandering pirate party.
Yeah.
Which, you know, to basically walk in there, take charge, make you guys drink until you can't walk the plank anymore, and then basically teach you guys the ropes and the riggings of running a party ship. Straight and true hearties are. Oh, in case anybody doesn't know, in case we haven't made this clear enough yet, the pirate party actually has a large cart that they've turned into a rolling pirate ship full of rum and Arabic rap.
Rum and Arabic rap. Beautiful.
Full of rum and Arabic rap.
And Chex Mix.
And Chex Mix, yes.
Chex Mix.
Yeah.
So a couple more parties. Elven Toast. I have no idea what the hell that is.
Oh, you don't? Elven Toast is a long-standing, decades-old classic of science fiction conventions across this country where and in a lot of other types of events, too, where people will basically bring drinks, and then they will all toast, and each person will take a turn, basically, giving a toast in that party, and saying, I toast to, and then everyone will together toast to that thing, and then they'll all drink, and they keep going round and round until they're all completely and utterly sloshed.
Nice.
It normally does not take that long to end a large portion of them completely sloshed. It's crazy.
Hence the elven part, right? If they were dwarves, I mean, it would be going all night long, right?
A fine old tradition.
So there's a conversation? 2008 room party?
Oh, yeah. That's what the local
relaxicon. What?
The local relaxicon. A relaxicon is a convention that will have no guests of honor, no events, except maybe a dance. So, that's it. Everybody just gets together in a hotel and spends the hotel weekend together, just relaxing. And it's very inexpensive and very easy to be an organizer for, so
is that kind of like the Hash Bash out at Ann Arbor?
Well, they don't actually have a hotel.
Oh,
they just sit on the streets, if I understand correctly. They just sit there on the street. It does have a con suite at a relaxicon. So they have a nice con suite where you can sit and eat and, you know, and drink and all those other things, and a pool and all this stuff. It's just they don't have to actually organize like we do 300 events.
Now there's
blowing my mind.
Another party, the Great Lakes Greater Lansing Linux Users Group, GLEG.
Who is running our computer lines this year?
They ran that for a couple of years, and they always do a great job.
And Linux Install Fest, get there, get it installed.
Is that going to be in the room party?
No, that's in the con suites. Or the computer lounge, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to
do. It'd be a whole different thing if it was in the con suite.
Drunk in Linux installing.
Wow, I didn't install Linux, but there's beer in my hard drive.
You know what, though? We seriously need to, one of these days, get that computer that we keep talking about building, where we take out everything except, like, maybe a little PDA that we store in the corner of it, and then we just install inside this giant computer case a hot dog machine and a easy bake oven and popcorn popper and all this other stuff.
It's crazy, because I have an easy bake oven.
Let's do it for next year.
Two other ones, General Technics.
It's a GT Suite.
Oh, General Technics, yeah.
So, programmers...
Don't really know what to say about that.
They're from the same school. I'm trying to remember which one it is. I want to say it's, I'm blanking on it. Most of them are from the same school upstate. And, could be.
Kettering?
Could be Michigan Tech.
Okay, then the last one is Confusion. Cryptic Confusion.
Excellent.
The other big local con.
Yeah, that con is on its, I want to say, 34th year coming up. It's 34th annual year, or something like that. 33rd, 34th, one of those. And it's awesome science fiction convention.
And that's all the room parties.
Well, and that's all the official ones. It's important to note that there's at least, that I can think of, two, three, four or five unofficial room parties going on that floor as well. It's a good idea to just go up there and kind of wander around and see what's going on. If there's a door open and people milling about, there's a good chance there's a party going on there. And I know Mighty X is talking about throwing a completely random social hour where he just busts out his massive quantities of scotch and such and periodically gets everyone drunk for a while before he goes and wanders from party to party. So the third floor is going to be completely full of parties.
It's going to be great. Because really, even though a lot of our programming kind of tapers off after midnight, no, really it more tapers off after a long movie, I'd say. But even then, it just picks up steam in the hotel rooms. All right. It's going a little bit long, but that's just because it's so exciting. I can't believe it's here. I feel like it's almost here.
Well, for a lot of us that are thrown into it, it is pretty much here. I mean, many of us will be out there Thursday starting to get set up. So.
Yep. Very true. Lots to do in the meantime. So it's the home stretch. Very exciting.
So what else do we want to touch on while we're wrapping up here a little bit? Is there anything else that we wanted to hit? Wow, silence.
I'm spent.
So, Drew, why don't you tell everybody what kind of beer there will be?
Oh, I don't even... Aside from Final Edge Solution, and hold on a second, let me do a search for it real quick, because I have a listing. Bear with me one second.
You're bearing with you, but I just had Final Edge Solution, and it was delicious, so I've worked my way onto an Allagash Triple Reserve Belgian Style Ale right now.
Nice. Alright, let's pull this listing up.
If you've never been to a sold-out in Dearborn called Merchants, go.
Well, I can tell you with absolute certainty while we're doing this that in addition to Final Absolution, we always have a purely ludicrous amount of woodchuck. Last year, I think we had somewhere in the vicinity of 5 or 6 barrels, and it wasn't enough. We ran out by midnight or 11 on Saturday night. So I think we're going to pick up more than that. Dragon Mead is one of the more stout beers that we're going to be bringing in there. I think we normally do 4 barrels of that, give or take. And then Rochester Red.
So the Dragon Mead, which is, of course, Final Absolution. Oh, man.
Well, no, Dragon Mead and Final Absolution are two actual different beers. It's both by the Rochester Brewing Company.
Dragon Mead is by Dragon Mead.
Yeah, Dragon Mead is by Dragon Mead. Final Edge Solution is another beer that they make, and then Rochester Red is by Rochester Brewing Company.
Huh.
They have just a... I'm trying to look and see what they have for a route number on this so I can actually look it up on their site real quick and get the...
Well, I know, as I was talking to a Mr. Bruce Weber, for those of you who are interested, him and I are hosting Cigars 101, so if you've ever wanted to smoke a cigar, try a cigar, find out more about cigars,
I know him and I are basically going to go through. We got some cigars to pass out. You're welcome to bring your own. I know I just bought about 50 or so just to pass out for people who may want one.
Fantastic. Yeah, Bruce had told me about that. I didn't know you had joined that, but I'm so glad, because the more the merrier. It's going to be in Smoking Con Suite. I have to do my slide presentation still. All of the slide presentations I'm giving for this weekend, I have to...
still put together!
I know what I'm going to say. I just need to make slides, because I promised slides. Why did I do that? I should just get up and talk.
To touch base real quick on these, there is going to be both Friday night and Saturday morning some intro to PenguinCon, PenguinCon 101 panels. I have no idea off the top of my head what the times were on these. But I know the Saturday morning one was at like 11 a.m. Yeah, 11 a.m. And that's where you can, if you're new to PenguinCon, if you want to find out where to go, what to do, what to see, it's a great place to go and find out a little bit about it, and then get a tour led by, I believe, Commander Tux. And then at 11 o'clock on Saturday night is what amounts to PenguinCon 201. It's the introduction to the more advanced stuff at PenguinCon, all the stuff that requires ID, the lingerie party, the booze, you know, the various places to get booze, tastings, etc. So there's a lot of opportunities to, if you're new to PenguinCon, go out there and find out some more information about how to get yourself into trouble.
Or how to keep from getting into trouble. Depending on your personal preference at the time.
I don't know how to keep from getting in trouble. I don't know if anybody on that panel will know how to do that. But we can get you into some fun trouble.
The first panel will keep you from getting into trouble, and the second one will get you right back in.
I can assure you, if you come to the party like it's 11111101111, if you come to that panel, we will drag you out at the end and get you into some significant trouble. It'll be fun.
Awesome. Can I tell you how excited and I am looking forward to the Marionette play? A shot off on the roof.
I almost forgot about that. Yes, we have the cursed midnight. Play.
Midnight, the cursed play. Midnight on the first day. There are some things that man was not meant to adapt to musical theater, and this is one of them. So, it's going to be fantastic. I'm just so excited. Be there.
And we're hoping that now that we've done it as in puppet scale, as it were, we're hoping that that'll prevent the significant quantities of injury that have always plagued this thing. You know, injury maybe, hospital, death.
Yeah.
I guess they have not yet successfully done the play without significant problems. So we're hoping that in puppet scale, injury or death will occur to puppets and not us.
Yep.
Here's hoping. That's midnight on Friday?
Right. It's the midnight that comes at the end of Friday.
Yes.
Not the midnight that is like at the beginning of Friday. Don't turn up then. Nobody will be there then.
Friday at 11:59 p.m.
Right.
Hey, that's how I provided the contact information to a person that's supporting Mono from Novell. Did they blind somebody to come up to the con to chat about Mono at all?
Well, we have some people from Novell coming.
Okay.
I don't know if he's doing a Mono talk specifically.
I didn't see anything in the program book about
Mono. Don't we have Zonker coming out?
Yeah, Zonker's coming out from Novell. He's giving a talk on Zoom. What was the other thing? I don't think the other thing was Mono. Let me look it up.
No, I didn't see anything about Mono in the program book, but I did know if there'd be anybody around to just answer questions for people that might want to know.
If you want to know, you know, Novell stuff, you can track down Zonker, who's coming out. I don't know his last name. It begins with a B, though.
Brockmeyer. Joe Zonker Brockmeyer.
And he's coming out there, so...
I'm looking it up now. Let's see what
I know we have a Postgres SQL talk going on by our very own Aaron Thule.
Okay, Zonker is going to be on Linux for casual users.
Great man.
The future of OpenSUSE, a solo talk, and a solo talk, 10 easy steps to becoming a Vim expert. And the Linux for casual users is going to be on with George Castro and Timothy Lee. So, I'm looking forward to that a lot. Well, although, I'm also looking forward to beginner baptism on the command line. Which I think, that's one of the awesome things about this convention. You go to it, and you might not feel that you're, you know, totally comfortable diving into part of it, and then you'll just get swept up in it. This convention sweeps up people into new things constantly.
Now, the program book is, everybody's getting one when they come to the con, but is that going to be accessible online or through the website or something?
Yeah, I'm looking for
the con, maybe for people?
Yes, as soon as I can. I got it in the form that it went to print. Unfortunately, it was sent to me booklet-ed. So in other words, it's on printers spreads. The pages have to be reordered in order to be able to read them in a PDF in the sequence that you'd read it in the actual bound document. So, and then I have to figure out where's the best place to host it. Online.
TechnoCon website.
I don't actually have access to host files up there.
Oh, we can do that.
All right, I'll just email it to you.
Yeah, we can get that up there. Arguably, I think I have the ability to do that.
Okay.
But yeah, we definitely want to get that posted up. And
yeah, I'll try to get that done tomorrow. But now it's getting late, and I have to get a good night's sleep if I'm going to be able to, well, honestly, dive straight into the same working on Pentagon stuff tomorrow.
Indeed. So how do we want to sign off here? Why don't we shoot around? Everyone mention one thing that you want somebody to go out and see, and we'll take off.
Go out and see a PangoCon, or go out and see online?
Go out and see a PangoCon.
Ah, yes. I want people to join me for the How to Run a Year of PangoCon panel, where I'm basically going to explain how it happens in between May to April. And secretly kind of try to convince the audience to join us in a backhanded recruiting technique.
That clever.
Yes. And it's a secret. Shh. Don't tell.
Nobody will notice. Nobody will notice. Ken, what do you want people to come see? Other than MPCon, obviously. Is Ken even still here?
No.
Nope.
Ken got dropped.
I have abandonment issues. Ken left. Well, I want everyone to go out and see Dawn and Greg. They're coming up from Chicago. They're doing it at 9 p.m. on Friday night. They're doing Dawn and Greg's Naked Comedy Hour. And they are absolutely hilarious. They've been all over the con circuit in both Chicago and here, and you definitely need to go out and see them.
Is that the soundboard?
Is that a real one or is this a soundboard?
I thought I drugged that thing to be quiet.
Alright, it's time to sign off, I'm pretty sure. But we're gonna do this more often. We're gonna
That was all my thing.
We're gonna have a single cast. We're all gonna Skype cast.
Or it was Jared.
Jared.
It was me.
Until next time, until we see you on Friday. This is just to sign off again. This is Matt Arnold.
This is Jared _.
Rich Hillsbig, Paintback.
This is Becky Huber.
Okay, and until Friday. We will see you all in person for hugs. But you can't have Skype hugs, but we'll have actual hugs on Friday. To everyone listening.
Totally nude.
Redeem your hugs here. All right. See you then.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
This PenguinCast was produced by Moya Entertainment.